This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history road. Dynamic banter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes it
like that.
Hey guys, welcome to Dynamic Banter. You know, this is today's gonna be chill, bro. Today we're gonna get chill, bro.
Today is 100% gonna be chill.
Yeah, cause I just, you know, man, I'm in my personal life. I don't like to get too into don't.
This is how everything broke the first time. There we go. Kind of like a beautiful Pixar story.
You guys didn't get to see it. Or and you won't know what it was. Guys, you know, there's
that's a promise.
That's my promise.
So you were saying
I'm in my personal life, I'm just about to be reborn. I guess you could say in some emotional ways. Things are kind of coming to an end in things, you know. I'm just trying not to be super specific,
yeah,
because there's no need to, and I also don't want to,
mm-hmm,
and I think that's my right, god damn it.
It is.
But I will say, because this is a show where we talk about whatever we want to talk about, sorry if you're new to the show and you're like, man, I can't wait till they talk about me.
Welcome back, by the way.
Welcome back, and welcome. But I'm about to be in a better place emotionally, and I feel good, man. It feels good. For the first time, it feels good.
Good. It's good to feel good.
It's so good to feel good.
I've read about it. And you know, E.T. has a great point.
Yeah, he does have a great point.
But as a friend, I'd like to see you feeling good.
Yeah, man, you've been really awesome, and a lot of my friends have been really awesome. And man, friends are a good thing. You should go out and find them if you don't have them. Friends are something you should look into.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it's hard to, you know, it's hard to find good friends. It's hard to keep good friends.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
There's some work involved in that. There's some work in any relationship that you want to keep. And, yeah, man, my friends have been like rock and roll superstars during this. You've been like an angel to me, a little guardian angel, Michael.
Well, you're my friend, and friends are good. We said it before. We'll say it again.
I love you, my friend. Dude. I went to see the new Fast and Furious movie.
There's a new
Yeah, and they told me not to talk about it, so I'm going to try not to spoil anything.
Okay.
But man, those movies are really something, man. Those movies are really something.
That's where Vin Diesel turns into
dude.
It hurts.
Matt was there too, and we were just laughing the whole time about at one point it really sounded like Vin Diesel said, "I'm a car." I was like, whoa, is that where this movie is going? Is that where the series is going? And Matt was like, there are cars the whole time. That's why.
They zoom out and it's just like cars in the middle of a field, like thinking about being cars.
Yeah, yeah.
What would we do if we had legs?
Dude, but like, yeah, they asked us not to talk too much about it because there's like a bunch of like things that like, here's the thing to me. You're not a huge Star Wars fan.
I have no problem.
You have no problem with it, but you're not a huge fan.
Yes.
You're not like, you don't have a Millennium Falcon toy somewhere around in the house.
That's a correct assumption.
How many Star Wars movies have you seen? Like legitimately?
I haven't seen maybe the newest ones, but all the old ones, all the ones that came out in like whatever the 90s it was, that was supposed to be the prequels.
Yeah.
I saw all those like in the theater.
Okay, maybe Star Wars is not a great example. What about the Marvel movies?
I haven't seen a lot of the Marvel movies.
But they're fine, right?
Like, I would like to know like the good ones.
Yeah.
But it's so much of an investment.
I think you've seen the good ones. You've seen Iron Man.
Yes.
Iron Man.
What's the one where the guy is
his clothes are metal.
much.
Dude, is that the next alternate titles?
Yeah.
We should do. Dude, we should have people write in a movie that hopefully we've both seen every week.
That's good.
And we'll do a couple minutes of alternate titles.
Yeah, Mike and Steve's alternate movie title show.
Mike
segment.
And Steve's Mike alternate and Steve's movie Mike title Steve. Show.
Michael Teeves.
Dude, why did that go in so perfectly to each other? Because we just made a record.
Because, like, you know, ladies' periods sync up. Bros yeah. comedy yeah. jokes sync up.
Bros
jokes. Bits. Our bits sync up.
Dude, you know when you're together for a month and you turn into the Backstreet Boys?
Dude, so, like, imagine. So there are some good Marvel movies. You've seen The Iron Man.
Yeah.
The metal quote.
Metal.
The man
guy.
With the metal shirt.
Yeah. You've seen a Rocketeer hands.
The Tin Man. Tin Man. Okay, so. And you've probably seen Thor Ragnarok. That's the one where Jeff Goldblum's in it, and he's kind of silly.
I feel like I would have remembered that.
It's like a new one. Really? You haven't seen Thor Ragnarok? Okay, so there's some good ones in there.
Yeah.
Maybe one day we'll get to them.
I haven't seen Giant Snapping Man. Purple Snapper.
Okay. Oh, that's a good idea. Maybe we have to guess what movie we're talking about. Or what character we're talking about.
Based on the alternate title.
Okay, let's start. So you said Big Snapping Man?
Yeah. Yeah. Snapping Jewel Thief.
Snapping Jewel Thief.
Yeah.
That's Thanos.
Yeah.
Or Thanos.
Depending on where you're from. Like, if you're from the Midwest, it's Thanos.
It's Thanos.
Yeah.
Bless you. Just like how Bag is, could be Bag.
Bag Man.
Bag Man.
Is Bag Man in the MCU?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Bag guy.
Okay, who am I talking about when I say this superhero? Let me think. This is fun. I like this.
Yeah,
this
can I do another thing. One?
Yeah, go for it.
Sarcastic, sexy card guy. Sarcastic, sexy blackjack dealer.
Yeah, is that Gambit?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
That was too easy.
Maybe a little too easy, but I like it. Wait, let me think. What about... the Hulk is hard, because, like, you could go angry green monster.
Yeah, but that's not...
Or large monster, big monster...
angry different
big man.
Angry two guys.
Angry guy. You know angry guy. Yeah. And you know
temper.
Temper. The incredible temper.
That's it. That's it.
Incredible temper. Oh god.
You wouldn't like me when I'm having a bout of incredible temper.
We've got an incredible temper on our team.
Oh boy.
All right, what about this? Sassy privileged guy.
Captain America
would be
Sassy Priv.
The Shield. Shield.
Who's Sassy Priv?
Johnny Shield.
John Shield.
And then there's No Powers Girl, who's really good at acrobats.
No Powers Girl? That's acrobatics. Is that who is Charlize Johansson?
Scarlett Johansson. Yes, correct. Charlize Hudson Hernandez.
Scarlett Theron.
A League of Theron.
I'd watch it.
So anyway, imagine... So with your knowledge and interest in the Marvel movies, that's my knowledge and interest in the Fast and the Furious series.
Great.
I've maybe seen... Now I've definitely seen at least four. Mm-hmm. But there's nine, dude.
There's a lot. Yeah.
There's nine!
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And they're kind of all the same. I mean,
the
at least the ones I've seen. Yeah.
And then he's not in others.
Yeah, which is interesting to me.
You know what happens in every single one, though?
Cars drive fast.
Yes, exactly. In every single one.
I think they can promise that.
And yeah. People aren't tired of it yet.
No, because like people like to see cars go fast.
Cars sometimes, with all the limitations that signs have put on us throughout the years, you know, you're driving in a town, we're talking 25, 35 mph.
Right.
On the highway, we're talking 65 mph, maybe.
Maybe 70.
70 in the desert with no one else around.
I mean, safe with a safe, controlled, in a controlled environment.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But you never get to see cargo 120 mph.
No. Not IRL.
No. You're never going to see a car going 145 mph and jump into another building and then turn around and do screechy noise with its feet.
I'm trying to find, okay, hip hop. Let's see, hip hop interstitial
for what
beats or like hip hop
royalty free hip hop interstitial freestyle beats instrumental.
Ooh, maybe it's like this
emotional.
No, who's that guy? That's too trap. That's a little too trap for me. I don't know. I think these are all just. I'm trying to find.
Anything with vocals in it going to be expensive?
Yeah. So let me do royalty
free. Royalty free. How about we just do this? Is this what you're looking
for? Yeah, that's exactly what I'm looking for. Man, I wish I could find. Something. It's like I need to find the perfect track.
What the hell? Funky haunted house.
Let's see. Hang on. This might be it.
Bootleg
like
Fugees.
Yeah. This might be it. Cause
California sun.
This one built up too much.
Oh, this is me looking for the exit for this club.
Nah, this isn't it.
Me and
imagine like, okay, let's aquarium. Try this. Let's try this.
The eel cage at the aquarium.
Hip hop royalty free. All right. So, something that happens in the Fast and Furious movies
I forgot what we're talking
that
about.
I think, like, there's a lot that happens in those movies that are unbelievable and you're not meant to be like, it doesn't take place in our reality. None of these movies take place in our universe.
Yeah. It's a little bit more like a movie.
Yeah. They live in a movie world. Yeah, remember? Uh-huh. Do you remember Last Action Hero?
I love that movie. Yeah.
It's like they're in that world. Mm-hmm. They're in the Last Action Hero world.
Yeah.
They're just like, there's like,
it's fantastical.
There's explosions and there's like, yeah, and nobody's hurt.
Yeah, ever.
And dude, I really want to make a bit out of this, but I'm gonna say it here anyway, because this is a great place to talk about and test out our new material.
Okay.
But like, Vin Diesel's, and I'm sure this isn't a new take, but I've never seen really anything about it. But Vin Diesel is in this movie, wears a white tank top.
All of them.
AKA, I mean, when you think of Vin Diesel in the Fast and Furious movies,
you picture him
in a white tank top. Uh-huh. AKA, the white tank top is also known as.
Yeah. We all get it. We all know synonyms also for a white tank top. We'll say guinea tea.
Yes.
Guinea tea for 500 hours.
Right, there you go. So, but the crazy thing is that it's the whitest tank top you've ever seen in your life.
You think he has like a pop-up one in his wallet?
I mean, dude.
Like if you add water to a business card.
Yeah, it expands into a perfectly ironed.
Yeah.
Like, because all I could think of was like.
don't leave a one out.
I got a couple of shirt discs in my backpack.
Got a couple of extra shirts in my wallet.
Shirt pucks in my wallet. Dude, all I could think of watching Because, you know, it's like the story is so simple and like it's like soap opera. It's like a soap opera.
Yes.
Just like Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones was a fucking soap opera. The Fast and Furious movies are soap operas.
Yeah.
They're very much about like who's like betrayed who.
Yeah.
Who fucked over who. Who betrayed someone's trust.
Somebody owes somebody money.
Yeah. Trust.
Somebody's stealing something big.
Right. And there's a big heist. Some kind of big score. Yeah. Someone's going to get rich.
Yeah.
No one's going to get hurt.
And like, I want to talk about some specific things, but I won't be able to for a while. When it comes out, we'll do another one where we talk about it.
Okay. We talk about how I may have not seen it.
In fact, when it comes out, maybe you and I should see it.
This is pretty good promo for the movie because I don't remember the last time I ever even thought about Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
And now this is making me think about it and it's like curious about.
It's been a while. Beginnings. It's certainly been a while. Like, I think the last one was like Hobbs and Shaw, which I did not see. And I think that's Vin Diesel. I don't know. I don't know if it's Vin Diesel. I don't know who's in it.
Uh-huh.
But this is the first continuation of the Fast and Furious series.
Okay.
Hobbs and Shaw was a spinoff.
Okay.
So, and then there's like, yeah, it's stupid. Whatever. Everyone loves it. It's fine. You can love what you want. Don't be angry at me because I have an opinion about these movies.
Steve says the movie's good.
I think the movie, I think if you love these movies, you're going to have a great time.
Because it's like what you'd expect from this movie.
And they deliver everything you want out of that, including some fun surprises and shit that you'll probably love if you're a Fast and Furious fan.
Yes.
And you've watched all of them. But imagine going to a Marvel movie, Mike.
Transformers show up.
And somebody shows up and the audience goes nuts and you have no idea who you're looking at. That's what my experience was like. You're like, cool. There's a guy.
Dude, imagine you being at like WrestleMania.
Yes.
In a stadium of like 90,000 people.
Exactly.
And this guy who like from where we're sitting looks like this. A speck.
Right.
And everyone, there's fireworks and you're like.
Explosions.
Oh.
All right.
Looks like he.
Who's this gentleman?
I have some questions about that little thing.
Is that guy right there?
Is that Rudy?
I'll tell you though, if it was Johnny Five, real life, I would lose my shit.
Kind of fucking haphazardly making his way down.
And he's got like a book that says how to wrestle, and he's going, as he's like coming out. Input. No,
yes, he has
that.
He has a guy.
Yeah. Input. Dude, fuck yeah.
Holy shit.
Anyway, so a lot of that was happening, but back to Vin Diesel's shirt.
Dude, Johnny Five should be in the fucking Fast and Furious.
Yeah, dude. Johnny Five should show up. Johnny Five, that would be tight to see Johnny Five show up.
Johnny Five, and mark my goddamn words,
is
going to be the robot generation's Bill Murray.
You think so?
And they're gonna, when the robots take over, Johnny Five is going to be in everything.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, Johnny Five's in this too?
And then C-3PO is going to come out and go, ooh, and everyone's going to be like, get the fuck out of here, C-3PO. You don't belong past your prime, here, dude.
You're rusty. No one
wants to see
your
time. It's Johnny's time. It's Johnny's time.
Anyway, his shirt.
So all I could think of was like, imagine, like, how much do you think that tank top costs? The tank top that Vin Diesel wears.
Like to buy or to make?
To own. To have. Like it's not going to be like a Hanes, Your Way, Walmart.
Oh, you think it's like an Under Armour brand?
I think it's something that's like.
That's like a $9 tank top.
Or something. Yeah.
Or like a $25
Even
tank
more.
Top.
Like maybe $50. Are we going to do a search?
Most expensive tank top.
Most expensive.
No, like look up.
Like designer
like
tank top.
Lululemon.
Yeah.
For. But I think that's maybe just women. That's supposed to be like really expensive, like $80 for a brawer.
Okay, so I'm looking for designer white tank top for men.
What type of tank top does Vin Diesel wear?
Okay. Yeah. So that's it. See, that's even better. Like, I'm looking at Neiman Marcus.
Because you know that people have been like, I got to get that tank top for my birthday. And dude, then I'll drive fast. And then I'll be like Vin Diesel.
Then I'll be furious. Then I'll be furious.
And then I'll hear some kind of upsetting news. And then I'll be furious.
And then incredibly furious will come beat me up. Incredibly furious. What do we call
him? What a crossover.
What did
dude.
We call him earlier?
Incredible temper. Incredible temper. You wouldn't dude. Like me. Incredibly tempered.
You don't want to see my incredible temper. Dude, I'm seeing a $64 white tank top. From fuck. Neiman Marcus.
Fuck.
So here's what we'll do. Let's see. How much
Neiman Marcus, two people or one that's incredibly extravagant
good
person?
Good question. People who aren't us could answer that probably.
Allow us to visit Lord Neiman Marcus.
Diesel. What kind of I love it. What kind of tank top does Vin Diesel have?
If I was to break into his house, what would be in his top drawer?
Right, exactly. Nothing but tank top. I mean, when you got arms like that, bro.
You think he hangs up his tank tops in the closet?
He probably just disposes them. He's got them on like a thing that he could pull them out.
He's
like
a shredder.
Mm-hmm.
He takes off his clothes.
And yeah, because he doesn't want anybody to like own it. And then like, no one's going to make money off
only
my tank
Jesus
tops.
Could have this.
This is Vin Diesel's shirt on.
Did you ever see Idiocracy? You saw Idiocracy.
Yeah, a long time ago.
There's like a shirt dispenser in their rooms that you could. It looked
like
it looks like
towel?
This toilet. No, it looks like the toilet paper. Like,
oh, that's great.
Or the you know the toilet sanitary thing you put on the seat.
Yeah.
In public restrooms,
yeah,
it looks like
yeah.
that.
That's kind of fun.
So, I can't see. I mean. Let's
say $65 to $85.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
All I could think of was like, isn't that funny how like he's wearing like, even though it's just a white tank top,
yeah.
like it's probably the most expensive white tank top you can get.
Yeah.
Because he's Vin Diesel and he doesn't want to be seen in that Hanes shit.
Sure.
That's not his brand, dude. That's Michael Jordan.
But also maybe the most durable.
I mean, debatable, yeah.
Yeah.
Debatable. But anyway, throughout the whole fucking movie, he's basically just wearing a white tank top.
Cool.
And he's, like, going through explosions and rolling around on the street.
Yeah.
And, like, crashing through glass and, like, punching dudes this close.
Yeah, no
and
spoilers.
Though. No spoilers, but you know those things happen.
Yeah, yeah.
And his shirt is immaculate.
Yeah. That's great.
In every scene.
That's good.
No matter what. Placement.
Yeah.
But like no matter what, dude, the motherfucker was like rolling around in the jungle.
Uh-huh. No spoilers.
No spoilers. There might be trees in this movie. No spoilers. I think
that's
specific.
Pretty safe to say for almost all
that there
movies.
Might be trees. Something I can say for sure.
There might be trees won the Oscar that one year.
Dude, but it's like... I mean, I know that they're like, I guess what I feel
you
like.
Think it you what see I, a clean tank top and it kind of takes you out of it a little
yeah,
bit.
Because it's like, I know we're watching a cartoon.
Yes.
Like, maybe not everybody else is like, my friend Amaryse was like, this is an anime.
Yeah.
Fast and Furious is anime.
And only time cartoons ever get dirty. Is when TNT goes off in their hands.
Right. And there's a little bit of like crisscrosses.
For a second.
On their cheeks or
they're
something.
They're dusty for a
yeah,
second.
Yeah, they're dusty. Yeah. But then they do this and it comes off of their face and their hat and everything.
Yeah.
And, but
so you're
like,
saying you would have been more comfortable if you saw Vin Diesel.
I mean, dude, it's crazy because it's like all I can think of is this is a request he's making. I can't think that this is the filmmakers because these are the people making these movies are
yeah.
professionals.
Yeah.
They like have made movies. They make movies for a living.
Right.
There's continuity people. There's like script supervisors. There's like all these people that are like making sure their job is to make sure
there's
something like your shirt
uh-huh.
has like the battle continuity.
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh.
And like, your shirt realistically, so that your brain isn't taken out of a moment.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Like, our eyes and brains are so programmed to, like, ignore things that, like, that you don't notice that kind of thing. But it's so different when you, like, expect, when you're watching action, mm-hmm. and you're watching people somersault through walls and shit,
that they maybe pick up a little dust.
Yeah. And yeah. that, just that detail, just that little detail that you, 90% of people might not care about or mm-hmm. notice, it makes that much more of a difference.
Well, it helps, like, you suspend your disbelief.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, even if you're not making a conscious, like, excuse you.
Yes.
Even if you're not making a conscious, like mental note of how dirty the shirt is, if it is dirty, your brain just, like, really likes that.
Right.
Because it just makes sense.
It's like good editing. You don't notice good editing.
It's a difference, dude. Yeah. There's a difference. Like, I don't know if you guys have felt this way, if you're not huge movie fans, or if you are. Like, my big movie nerds know this feeling. Mm-hmm. But you can come out of a movie and just go, like, I'm so overwhelmed by just the detail. Like, the care and interest in detail. Mm-hmm. And these movies are just not meant to do that. Like, they're not about... It's just like,
show me where the fire's at.
Yeah, it's just like, let's make a big, exciting action movie.
Right.
Every fucking talking scene is gonna have dialogue like this. I mean, I don't want to spoil anything. So everything I'm going to say is generic.
I can't believe she cheated on me. She's family.
And then someone else goes,
no, she didn't cheat on you. She cheated on all of us.
And it's like, that's the dialogue, dude.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally that.
Uh-huh.
It's like someone's just like...
Every scene is about
every
that.
Scene.
I can't believe she took the last muffin, dude. No, she didn't take the last muffin, bro. We took the last muffin together because we're family.
It's like, dude, the whole movie is like ridiculously based in like this like mind-altering, like friend connection, familial connection with your friends and uh-huh. shit. And yeah. it's like, fine, like, whatever. It's, again, it's a comic book, it's a cartoon,
yeah.
it's anime, it is what it is. It's a soap opera. So it's like, you're not supposed to really take that shit too seriously. But it's like, kind of cringy. Because there's
especially if you come into it from the outside.
Exactly.
But there's probably people who have that tattooed on them.
100%, dude.
Yeah, so it means something else. It means a lot. But if somebody like that watched in a Star Wars
movie,
they'd be like, what the hell does something that they say in Star Wars?
100%.
Yeah.
Like, same shit.
Mm-hmm.
I think, though, like, there's the difference between, like, a Marvel movies and DC movies is, like, I think DC is doing better now, but DC is trying too hard to be, like, serious
mm-hmm.
and, like, emotional and impacting in a emotional, serious way.
Right.
Like...
Well, does Marvel do that?
Marvel does that, but they're, like, they do it in a way that's packaged around, like, comedy or, like...
So wouldn't it behoove them as the other company to be... Like, to try to distance
themselves
and have a different style?
Yeah, but what it's...
two companies doing the same shit?
Totally, but in my opinion, what it's doing is it's like, this is, like, cringy, and then this is, like, cringy, but they're trying. Like, to me, just to me, because it's like...
Well, that's a taste thing.
It's totally a taste thing.
Yeah, yeah,
but,
yeah.
And that's just my feeling about Marvel DC. It's like, DC's too serious, Marvel is like... doesn't take themselves too seriously, and that's why they succeed
mm-hmm.
because they don't take themselves too seriously and they have fun and they do ridiculous shit. But I think DC is finally doing this. Like, there's mm-hmm. like the new Suicide Squad coming out, the James Gunn one, and everyone's really excited about it. And it looks like they're basically doing what Marvel did, which was they just took ridiculous characters and concepts and just decided to not take themselves seriously and like make a big bonkers crazy cartoon that's
right.
actually like funny and well made
right.
and has details and shit
right,
like
right,
that
right.
But anyway,
Bo Burnham should be the Riddler, by the way. Hashtag Bo Burnham for Riddler.
Dude, hell yeah, I'd be into that.
I don't know if he'd be into
that. Dude, fucking Jim Carrey was the Riddler. Like, yeah. He was a fucking comedian that you'd never think would be the Riddler, and there you go. Yeah. But anyway, so I can't help but think that because these professional movie makers are, like, their job is to make sure details like a dirty white shirt happens, mm-hmm. I think we got Vin Diesel going like, no, I've got to have a bright white fucking tank top.
So like, you think it's him?
I think, and the only reason why is because I don't know how true this is, but apparently in his like contracts or in his negotiations, he can't lose a fight.
No
way. In any movie.
No way.
Yeah, he can't lose a fight. So it's either like a draw or he wins. So like,
it's like a wrestler.
Right. So mm-hmm. with that kind of like demanding of like how you look, stuff comes off in your movies, then like certainly I feel like he'd be like, oh, so I'm gonna take time to make you clean, bro. Like, I mean, I don't know. Because how else? Need
my tank tops. Oh,
right. Yeah. Like, how else can you... How else can you explain that? Like, I guess they just don't care. What if
it's a goof?
Yeah, I mean, by the 9th Fast and Furious movie, if it's still making money, you're just going to make it.
Yeah.
Because it's like all the Transformers movies.
Right.
There's an audience that will see it and enjoy it. And they won't think about stuff like that. Yeah. Or care, really.
And maybe they think it's funny, like, which would be cool. What if
he was dirty and all the fans were like, who the fuck let me get so dirty?
Right. I mean, and that could be it, dude, because, like, you think about how...
Like, that's their hero.
Their teams could probably be, like, in his ear going, like, wait, like, 7 Fast and Furious movies ago.
Yeah.
Going, like, look, man, we're seeing a lot of screenshots of you all over the internet, but you look like a dirty fuck. You look like you're filthy and full of garbage.
And he wouldn't be like, it's a movie.
I don't want it. I don't want to look clean on every screen. I want to look shower, clean on every screen.
Vin Diesel's got 2 rules. He can never lose a fight, and he wants to look clean on every screen.
But aside from those 2 things, make the movie about whatever you want.
Whatever you want. But really got to ride around that shit, man. Anyway, so, and then, like...
Dude, imagine he tells them that he can't lose a fight as, like, the last that he signs the contract.
The script is done already.
But it's the last thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And they write the whole movie. It's like, everything sounds great.
It's perfect. Love it.
You mind if I have one little thing?
Absolutely, Vin.
And I love everything you have about the family.
Thank you. Thank you. We wanted to keep that.
Shut up. And I love how fast the cars go.
Absolutely.
And I love the part with the fighting.
We knew you'd love it.
One quick change here.
Okay.
Crossing this out.
Okay. What are you crossing out there,
crossing
man?
Out this paragraph.
Ooh, that's a big story moment, man. That's a huge
and
story.
This paragraph.
Oh, boy.
And I'm replacing that with one sentence.
Okay.
Vin Diesel doesn't lose a fight.
Well, but you can't put your name in the script like
signed.
That.
Signed. Who do I make this out to?
It's like, hold on, buddy. You're losing your mind. Take the selfie. There you go, buddy.
You
nice
said.
To meet you. No, I'm the director.
Next thing I hear out of your mouth is action or nothing.
I'm going to be in my trailer. We don't start shooting for 6 months.
I'm going to be in my trailer. How fast the trailer go?
He's going to go into a trailer and lift another trailer inside the trailer.
The sound alone.
Anyway, I can't wait. Dude, it's so ridiculous, but it is a fun time.
Good.
It is
That's
fun.
All that matters, man. That's
no matter
all people
what.
Want right now. Just a fun time.
Yeah. Oops. And honestly, like, I feel like that's what you want out of a Star Wars, you want out of a Marvel, a DC, whatever. Even if you're not a fan, the goal is you want people to have a goddamn fun time.
You're separating people from their money, and we're coming out of a stress time.
What
so
happened?
People are looking for, well, I don't want to go into my personal business. But people want to have a good time, and there's only one beer you could do that with.
Miller G.
How much?
Miller G.
Genuine. Dude, I think we should see it. when it comes out.
No.
Whether we see it in VR or in the movie theater, whatever. And look, how many Fast and Furious movies have you seen? We already said
this. I wouldn't be able to.
Like,
know
maybe
where
two?
Maybe.
Like, is seriously, like, maybe you've seen two, or maybe even you haven't seen any of them.
I don't know if I've ever seen a whole one of any.
Oh, that's
of them.
Great. So we should go.
Yeah.
And we should do our take on the Fast and Furious movie when it comes out.
We should do what we did with Cloverfield.
Yeah.
With Fast and Furious.
Yeah, let's just deep dive
yeah.
into everything.
We'll know everything about that.
Dude,
fucking
no.
Tank
that's
top by the end
that's,
of this.
That's nothing I ever want. Okay. I never want to do that. Unless someone was like, unless we got an email that was like, listen, we loved Cloverfields.
Yes.
Do you think you guys could do this with Fast and Furious?
Also, in that email would be, here's exactly how much money we're going to give you to do that.
Exactly. Or if that's not in there, the
and then
reply...
I look at that number and I go.
Yeah. If there's no money amount in that first email, the reply email would be, this sounds interesting. Before we go on, here is the amount of money it would take for me to even say yes to this.
Also, chiming in here, thank you for responding back so quick. My two cents. Why was there no number in that last email that made me go, blah, 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 blah.
Also, how come the amount of money you presented isn't quote-unquote Vin Diesel money? That's what I'm looking for.
I'm looking for one Vin Diesel money, because he gets paid stupid amounts to do that, right?
I can't even imagine. Is there a way to know?
And him and The Rock, like, aren't super tight.
No, I guess not.
Allegedly.
How much was Vin Diesel?
How much is Vin Diesel money? Google. Enter.
How much money? Okay. The Fast and Furious franchise is a gold mine for Diesel, no shit, who earned nearly, dude, this is crazy. Had the film not been pushed back due to coronavirus, his earnings would have been even higher, thanks to a hefty cut of the profits. Okay, how much do you think he got?
For all of them?
For Fast 9, for the new one.
The new one? 10 million.
Not bad. That's a safe guess.
Okay.
Add another 10 to that.
$20 million.
$20 fucking million.
And 20 fucking million tank tops.
Can we have a moment of silence for our bank accounts?
And if we look at that email and I don't go, wub, wub, wee, beep, wub, yeah. Wub, wub.
Glee, 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 glee.
Isn't it so crazy how, like, and I wouldn't want to necessarily change places with these people for a long amount of time.
No.
But some people have so much money that we would never even be able to fathom what they have.
Mm-mm.
Like, Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates have, like,
we have no
country
concept.
Money.
Yeah. We have no concept.
And then Vin Diesel. It's just like, I don't even know. I'm so stupid that my brain doesn't know. This is like the Tic Tac conversation. It just doesn't know what to do after a certain point.
You could be like, if you were Jeff Bezos rich, if you were Bill Gates rich, you have a person that you could go, I just want to, like, I want to have a one night stand with someone that doesn't exist. And I want this moment to not exist. No one will ever know.
Uh-huh.
And I want to go to a place.
Are
that,
you talking about a rendezvous?
Yeah, like a rendezvous that like not even the paparazzi could touch, could even be aware of.
I don't even want to know that.
I don't even want to know where it's happening. I want a black car to take me to a place that I closed down and then filled with actors that were told to not say a word about it or they'd be killed and their whole family would be killed.
Like, is that what those emails are about?
I'm telling you, dude, you could probably do anything your heart desires. Mm. It would come true if you wish upon a star.
I don't want that.
I don't want it either, dude.
If someone handed me $600 in cash, there is a part of my brain that would be like,
Bye-bye, everybody.
I'll never see you. I'll never see you. I'll never see you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Never liked you.
Never liked you. And I can say that now. How about this? Drinks on everyone, especially the guy that I fucking hate.
Right. Also, somebody help me pick this money up.
Dude, like, I think, imagine Bill Gates now visiting Bill Gates at 25 and going like,
Walks in on him jerking off.
It goes like, oh man, in the future, that's not going to be enough. In the future, when I jerk off, I have a robot punching me in the face.
You're going to watch different porn, other Bill.
I have a hologram of my dad yelling at me while a robot punches me in the face.
Your father is mad. Your father is mad. It's Johnny Five with a punching glove. Holy shit, dog.
I'm just saying, dude, you get like stupid rich, you start to let your desires, your wants, just leak out and you're done, dude. Yeah, you're not even a human anymore.
It's good to have a modest amount of money.
Yeah.
It's good to stay grounded at all times. And that's why we'll be doing this until we're 75 years old.
I want to see someone like Dave Chappelle said, like, I think his dad, man, I might be paraphrasing this and fucking it up real good, but like, I want to say Dave Chappelle's dad was like, you got to have like, when he was starting to get famous, his dad was like, you got to have a threshold. You got to have a number that once you reach it, that's enough.
Yeah.
And you don't have to get crazy and keep going.
Right.
You don't like become obsessed with having more. And I think he said he did that.
Yeah.
I think he said he hit a threshold and then he just like stopped doing shit.
Yeah.
And then he just like moved to like some rural place, like a farm or something.
Yeah, when he was doing all that stuff with the, when he got screwed over by like Comedy Central.
Yeah,
that whole thing.
I think he just like took off and decided like, I think I've made enough, and like he's obviously still making,
right?
And he did specials and shit, and he came out and did movies and things,
right? But he also kind of does whatever he wants.
He does whatever he wants.
That's the dream.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And I think it's like, it seems modest to me. It seems like he's not like a super, like he rolls up in a fucking crazy car.
He probably has a crazy car.
He probably does, but you don't hear
it's
about
not a Prius
him.
C, I'll tell you that.
You don't hear him rolling up. Like, you don't hear like Dave Chappelle rolled up in a gold, like fucking Aston Martin.
Right.
And like bought champagne for everyone.
And there are people
club.
Who do. At the totally. Comedy store?
Totally.
Those door guys park some
nice
mobiles.
Cars. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But I think like Dave Chappelle seems like the kind of guy that's just like, I'm like a Bill Murray, you know, like Bill Murray doesn't flaunt his like riches.
Right. He always kind of looks like shit.
Yeah. He always looks like shit. And he's always like just this modest dude. That's just like, hey, what's up? Like
right.
People tell stories about how chill.
Down to earth people.
Yeah. Down to earth and not flaunty with their like riches and shit.
Right.
All right. Well, anyway, let's see. We'll put a lid on the Fast and Furious stuff for now, but like, I really want to see it with you. And I really want to do an episode where we just talk about it.
All right. Because well,
I have
we'll cut
so
to this
much
moment
to say.
When we're having an argument about why I won't go. And it'll be a fun extra
Look,
video.
I will make it as easy as possible for you. Even if it means bringing a copy to your home and just sitting you down in front of your couch.
Steve,
with like,
there's an amount of money that I'll see that movie for.
And if it doesn't make me go.
And if I'm not dizzy after you say it.
If I don't need to sit down. All right, where are we at? We got to do some ads or
About
something?
About halfway.
Holy shit. We got through this podcast.
The whole podcast?
For 43 minutes.
Oh, shit.
What the fuck?
All right, well, let's do some ads.
Let's do some ads.
So we can still have a job. And then.
And then we, you know what? Maybe it's a long episode because we got some stuff.
Yeah, that's fine.
You got stuff and I got stuff.
You got stuff. My thing is very short. We already kind of did one of my things.
My thing could be the end, the very last thing we do. So
and History
if,
Road?
So, yeah, well, no. Like, we do History Roads and then we can
oh,
do
okay,
my
okay, tight,
thing.
Tight.
So what we could do is we could do our ads and then you could do your what you wanted to share. And okay. Then we'll do History Roads and then we'll do my thing and we'll get out.
So that's what's coming up on this episode of Dynamic Banter.
Coming up next. Let's listen to some Beach House for a second. Doesn't this sound like Beach House? Mm-hmm. Shout out to Squarespace, one of our longest acting sponsors of the show.
Squarespace.
We are huge cheerleaders for Squarespace. We've been partnered with them for quite some time. They love us. We love them. Mike Falzone has a Squarespace website. You guys know this. I love my
Squarespace website.
He loves it.
It looks great, and I can do it, and I'm an idiot.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, lots of people have Squarespace websites, and a lot of my friends reach out to me and go, yo, what's that Squarespace code you guys have? Because I'm looking to start myself a website.
I've also gotten that message.
And I said, you're smart, because that's definitely where I would go if I wanted to start a website. Because it's so easy. You don't need to install anything. You don't need to patch anything. Literally, you could do it all from your phone. You could do it all from your laptop. You could go to a Starbucks. Well, I shouldn't mention other brands. We'll bleep it out. You could go to a coffee shop. And when you're there, you can start a Squarespace website. You could do it from your phone at the airport.
Yes. Not to mention other places to be.
Other places. Think about places. The toilet. You can start a website from the toilet. That's how easy Squarespace is.
Who's on the toilet.me?
Who's on the toilet.im? Who are I am?
Who do you think you are? I am.
Oh my god. Damn.
That's and you can so have good. And you can make that a reality.
You could make who do you think you are dot I am. And guys, you could market a brand. You could have email marketing, social media integration, banners and promotions, and you could see analytics. You could gain powerful insights about your site, visitors, how they interact with your content with their in-depth website analytics tools. All really important stuff if you're looking to start some kind of online business, or if you're like, I want to blog about things and I want to write about my daily stuff, and you could see who's there, who's going, what do you got to do. Hey, maybe things spiked up a little when you posted that one thing. Maybe you got to make more of that, and then you'll see things spike even more. It's really fun and interesting to get in on this whole website production thing, and Squarespace makes it so freaking easy, mate. There's award-winning designs, there's world-class engineering, beautiful templates, powerful e-commerce tools so you can sell your stuff, and you can help customers launch their ideas into the world and build their brand. Was that for us to say?
Yes.
Great. Good.
Just so you know where
just
we're
so
going
you
from.
Know, we can help you guys launch your ideas into the world and build your brand. But not us specifically, Squarespace.
We've already kind of done it.
We've already done it.
We're in the middle of doing it.
Guys, I'll tell you. When you create a website with Squarespace, you get free unlimited hosting, top-of-the-line security, dependable resources to help you succeed, and again, nothing to patch or upgrade ever, and 24/7 award-winning customer support. That's the freaking sweet spot, baby! You got troubles with your site? And I guarantee it probably won't happen often. You got questions about your site?
Yes.
Call them up, 24/7.
I've used it, and I can attest, they did a great job, and it was very close to Christmas. That's why I always say, even on Christmas. And they helped me get my stuff back up and running.
So why don't you stop breaking around the brush? And
stop
why don't you
stop breaking around the brush?
And go to squarespace.com/banter. That's squarespace.com/banter for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, take off 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off. You can use the offer code BANTER. To save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/banter for a free trial. When you're ready to launch, use the offer code BANTER to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Don't be a dummy, dum-dum! Thank you, Squarespace. Where's the honey? Well, I'll tell you where it is, online. And when you're shopping, ain't nothing better than some honey dripping down onto your website corner and getting you promo codes and coupons so fast, you won't even believe it, man. You don't want to search the internet for promo codes? You got shit to do. So what Honey does is it automatically scours the internet, and it's free, by the way. It's free! It scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your core. That's a furious car is driving by.
You believe? How much? Jesus.
Honey will help you save money and time and give you those promo codes you want on your stuff. And I'll tell you, Honey supports over 30,000 stores online, and they range from sites that have tech and gaming products to popular fashion brands and even food delivery, guys. So here's how it works. Imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites. Ooh! When you check out, the Honey button drops down, and all you gotta do is click apply coupons.
How much?
Questions later! You wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons it can find for that site.
How much?
Lots! I'll tell you, lots! If Honey finds a working coupon, you'll watch the prices drop!
How much?
It depends! It really depends! So...
You're gonna have to just... And give us 1 minute...
Honey has found its over 17 million members.
How much?
17 million members.
How much?
I said 17 million members, over $2 billion in savings.
How much?
$2 billion, I said. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. It's literally free.
How much?
It's literally free.
Okay. How much?
I said free.
How much?
God damn it. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast of your favorite boys. And here's the deal, man. We wouldn't recommend things we don't use, all right?
How much?
I told you! So get funny. Get Honey.
That's kind of a good motto.
Get Honey. Get Honey, guys. What'd you give? Get Honey for free.
How much?
I said for free at joinhoney.com/dynamic. That's joinhoney.com.
You believe?
Yeah, I do believe that if you go to joinhoney.com/dynamic, you're going to get Honey and you're going to save a lot of money.
Have you had?
Yes, I have had it and I use it a lot. So thank you. Thank you, Honey. We're gonna get fired. We're gonna get fired. You can't get fired, but we're gonna get fired. And last but certainly not least, by any means, guys, and I guarantee to you this is not least of anything, let's talk about cereal, man. You wanna talk about cereal? Have you had cereal, Mike? Have you had cereal, dude? I want to know if you've ever had cereal.
It's affirmative.
Do you remember growing up and loving cereal?
Double yes.
I'll tell you.
How much?
Not yet. God damn it, you gotta wait. I'll tell you, man. We had to give up those delicious cereals we loved as a kid, though, because... Because we realized, man, when we became adults, that they're full of sugar and junk that you really just shouldn't put in your body, man. That stuff's going to be flying through your blood, and that's the last thing you want. I'll tell you, man. My parents didn't bought whatever the hell we saw on TV.
Wow. So it's a good note if you're trying to make a cereal, definitely have a commercial.
I mean, back in the days when people were hypnotized by commercials, for sure. But I'll tell you, man, all this stuff, all those cereals that we love so much were very unhealthy. And so you just kind of gave up on it. Yes. And you're like, man, I'm not going to eat those as an adult because I got to eat smarter. But I'll tell
you
what,
Steve, you miss the taste.
I do miss the taste, man. Because you can try to get cereals that are like, ooh, these are a little bit healthier. And it's like, but nothing comes close to the delicious sweet taste of a big old spoonful of sugary cereal.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you guys... Good news, great news, the best news. There is a cereal that has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein.
You're talking 13 to 14 grams.
And 4 net grams of carbs in each serving, and only 140 calories a serving.
140 calories a serving.
It's keto friendly, gluten free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free.
And it tastes so good.
And guys, it's called Magic Spoon.
Yes.
And it is, once again, delicious, seemingly sugary cereal treats that you remember having as a kid.
Yes.
But in way better for you cereals.
How do they do it, Steve?
It's science, it's magic, it's nature, it's cocoa, fruity frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, and cinnamon.
I haven't tried peanut butter yet, and I want to so bad. So bad. I've tried fruity.
Yeah.
And that's amazing.
Yeah.
And I've tried frosted.
Yeah, me too.
And that's good. Mm-hmm. And it tastes like French toast a little
Loved
bit.
Blueberry. I don't think I've had
cinnamon. Blueberry is probably the most solid. Mm-hmm. Haven't had cinnamon yet. But that fruity, man, that was the first one I had. And I took that first scoop, and I was transported in my mouth.
And they're saying that if you mix the cocoa with peanut butter, it tastes like a peanut butter cup.
I have had the cocoa as well. That's also very good.
And guys, it's super nutritious. It's delicious but healthy cereal. And if you don't believe it, give it a try. I'm telling you, this is like being able to jump back into the saddle again. But now you're having sugar pops. And now you're having sugary cereals as an adult. So why don't you go to Magic Spoon... .com/banter and you can grab a custom bundle of cereal and you could try it today. And be sure to use our promo code banter at checkout and you'll save $5 off your order.
Awesome.
And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product.
How much?
I said $5.
Very confident.
Listen, man, you gotta listen. So Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. I said 100%. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. So why don't you get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/banter and use the code banter to save $5 off. And I want to thank you, Magic Spoon. I want to thank you for providing the nostalgia of having a big old bowl of delicious Saturday morning cereal.
Yes.
But with the ingredients that you don't have to be afraid will ruin your life. So thank you, Magic Spoon.
Oh, my sweet goodness.
All right, my friend, here we're done with them.
Most entertaining ads in a while.
Just jump right in.
Dude, speaking of ads, I found 2 ads on the back of comic books today that I thought you would at least have a reaction.
Okay.
About.
Okay.
So I have in front of you 2 comic books that I just want you to look at the back cover of and just give me your reaction.
Do you want me to start with this one?
Start with that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm looking at here is a DC Comics Batman.
Yeah.
And this looks great. This is something as a kid I'd be like, Batman!
Yeah.
And it looks like it was from May 1991.
So this is the era where I was like somehow obtaining some comic books.
Alan Grant.
Yeah.
Script writer. And Bob Kane, creator. Yeah, yeah. That was like any other familiar names here, but this is tight.
Do you know those guys?
Alan Grant, yeah. He was the guy in Jurassic Park.
Dr. Alan Grant.
So this is issue 462 of Batman. And on the cover, it's got Batman. And it says, somewhere far west of Gotham City, Batman's life will change.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. Okay, so I'm going to the back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To see the ad.
So just tell me your reaction to this ad.
Whoa. Okay, first glance, I'm looking at what looks like a Three Musketeers. It's a Three Musketeers ad.
Yeah.
But it looks intense and exciting.
And it's like comic book style.
And it's comic book style.
Yeah.
And it says Three Musketeers Adventure. Number 4 in a series. So this is like, okay, so this is 91.
Yeah.
This is a time where like marketing companies are like, look, if we're going to do comic books,
we got to sell candy to kids through comic books. Kids love candy. Yeah.
And kids love candy and kids love comic books.
Yeah.
So how do we combine
Stridex pads and candy?
Let's make a comic book about candy.
Yeah. So what's going on in that comic?
So what I'm seeing is that this is number 4 in a series. But it looks like there are these two men and they're mountain climbing. Mm-hmm. It says, high atop the Eiger Pass, a team of sports photographers risk their lives for the ultimate shot. And the first line is, the key to sports photography is being prepared for anything. He says, I got 2 cameras, a zoom lens, filters, flashes, extra film. As a result, I'm never surprised by anything.
Extra film. He has extra film.
He's prepared, dude. And then this guy says, wanna bet? You're prepared for everything?
And then he shows him his dick.
And he pulls out his penis and he falls off the mountain and dies because he was so shocked. Wow, Joe, take a picture before we eat it. I can't. It's too big for the lens. And what we have here is apparently at the top of this mountain is a gigantic Three Musketeers.
And a lot of people don't know that high atop Eiger Pass is a giant wrapped up Three Musketeers bar.
And some say to this day, these men are still eating it. Werewolf
still
3.
Alive and eating. They're filled with nougat. Their blood runs thick.
And it says, Werewolf 3 Musketeers turn up next.
So that is that one. I thought that was ridiculous.
It's so ridiculous.
There is another one on the back of this, this comic.
This one's pretty good too. With the Ninja Turtle coming out of the sewer in your living room.
Yes. To steal your Nintendo.
Yo, dudes. Oh, hey, I'm coming out of your... What, where was the sewer thing in my living room?
Also, not to be a nerd, not to be like a design nerd, but in the 80s and 90s and even the 70s, so many ads looked exactly like this.
Oh, yeah.
There was a picture on top, and then there were some big, bold, like, impact letters.
Yep.
And then a lot of Times New Roman, what's going on in this particular scenario. Yeah, a lot of bold. So this one was just to...
Wet the palate.
This one, I think, you'll actually enjoy very much. Okay. And I think you'll think it's super interesting. This is what I'm hoping for.
Okay.
I think you'll think it's super interesting. And it's also kind of equal parts hilarious.
Okay.
But I think you specifically will like this a lot.
Okay. So what we have here is the New Titans, another DC comic, and I won't take it out of the sleeve.
Yeah, don't. It's worth so much money.
This is going to get you a vacation.
Yes, that's one vacation you're holding.
This is going to get you and Zoya to Cancun.
Oh! Right? Kind of tight? Steve's teeth just fell on the table and they're dancing around the table.
This is the reaction I would have if I saw the right amount of money in that email. Dude, we've got we got an ad for Friday the 13th, Jason Takes Manhattan.
Jason Takes Manhattan.
Which I believe, what is that, 7?
8? 5, 6, 7, 8.
8. Dude.
Do you have any recollection of this movie?
I mean, okay, so truth be told, we've been on in the VR group, we've been doing these things called Random Horror Movie Monday Night.
Did you watch this one?
Well, the thing with Random Horror Movie Monday Night, which we'll try to figure out a better name for
Random
it,
Horny Monday
Random
Night.
Random Horny Night, is they're all sequels. And we hit the random button and a movie just pops up and we all just watch it.
That's kind of tight.
It's all sequels.
Yeah.
So one weekend, or one Monday, a couple Mondays ago, it wasn't a sneeze. We watched Friday the 13th Part 6.
Okay. So that would have been two before Jason Finds Manhattan.
Yeah, and then we watched 7.
Oh.
Yeah. So I've been kind of like creeping up to Jason Takes Manhattan.
Well, here we are. I thought only the Muppets were allowed to.
Dude, I know. And like, I wonder if the Muppets were upset.
Yeah.
Because they, up until Jason took it, they were in charge.
Right, right, right. They were the sharing mayor duties.
The thing is like, this looks incredible. This ad looks really cool. It's like Jason in the fucking city, dude.
Yeah.
Like, that's what you want, man. Like, yeah. every like, creature, villain, whatever, monster, you always want to see it hit a city.
Yeah, yeah. Because tight quarters.
Dude, when Jurassic Park went to San Diego, do you remember that? Dinosaurs ran loose in San Diego in one of the Jurassic Park
movies.
I didn't
love
They're not good. They're not good. And no. That one's not good. The first one's the best, for sure.
What about when the dinos take Manhattan?
But you wanted the dinos to take Manhattan because you're like, whoa, dinosaurs run through the streets and shit. That's cool.
Cloverfield.
So when you, So when you have like fucking Jason in the streets, because usually he's a Jason in the sheets.
Usually he's being a Jason boss.
Right. Usually it's all campgrounds, dude, and young teenagers and shit.
Yeah.
This is like conceivably, based on this ad alone, conceivably, this is Jason going to Manhattan and wrecking shit in Manhattan.
Yeah, I like the tagline too.
New York has a problem.
Was this a new problem?
New York has a new problem.
Listen,
you're right.
We're both aware that New York has a bunch of problems.
But now we got a new problem. Jason Voorhees
over here.
So anytime I mention this, because look, it sounds exciting, right?
Uh-huh.
But every time I mention this to people that love the Friday the 13th series, they're like, Jason Takes Manhattan's not good. Because like, he barely goes, apparently. Like, he's barely even in Manhattan.
Maybe he got nervous about the subway. He couldn't figure out the subway.
I mean,
system.
I couldn't figure out the subway, so I get it, man. Yeah. And he's basically like a brainless, soulless monster. Yeah. So like, how the hell is he supposed to figure out the subway?
I heard he was just in Staten Island. He doesn't really go bridge and tunnel.
He didn't make it. Yeah, he didn't find his way to Manhattan.
No.
But dude, I really want to see it, and I feel like it's coming. Like, I feel like I need to see it soon.
Well, it's out July 28th.
Ooh, that's really soon. I can't wait. I cannot wait.
So dude, it's only a matter of time.
That's so tight. What a fucking dude. They knew exactly what they were doing. Because fucking, if you're a kid reading that comic and you see that in the back, you're like, oh,
everything
I need
that
to
was
see
in a comic.
That.
Dude, every video game, and there was no like looking up on YouTube, like someone playing through the video game or seeing like,
right,
like preview videos.
You had to get
there
it
was
yourself.
Only like the ad and the two or three screenshots they gave you. And you were like, I hope I can rent that someday.
Dude, no, you're right. You had to do it all yourself.
Yes.
You couldn't just like, and every once in a while though, there would be like a Nintendo Power magazine or something. Mm-hmm. And they'd do like a little bit of a write up on a game.
Right.
And you could get like a little bit of viewage of it.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, you had to do it yourself. You couldn't look it up.
Do you know any of the people who will be at the Great Eastern Convention in Los Angeles?
Oh,
1991.
Let me. Was it like Todd McFarlane?
Steve Bizzette, dog.
Oh shit, the Biz. The Biz. Art Thieber.
Somebody tell the Biz where you get a sandwich.
Bill Coby, Will Eisner. Yeah, that's a name I know. Wow. Mark Bagley Jr.
Mark Bagley from
Los Angeles, Great Eastern Conventions. Man, conventions just been going and going absolutely forever. At the convention center.
Well, you gotta get, there's a tale as old as time. We're getting together with people who like the same stuff as you.
This is good because Batman is karate chopping this guy and the big word it says is chat.
Chat. Chat.
Chat. I do love that like every other page is an ad. It's like ads on your YouTube video, essentially. But yeah, I'm with you, man. I wanted everything. Batmobile phone. Mario phone. $49, $39 for the Batmobile phone, $49 for the Mario phone.
$49 for a for like a rotary phone.
Yeah. That just like had like a cheap plastic thing.
Oh,
on it.
Yeah.
Man, I love it. Good Dude, times, man.
In 1991, that's like a $300 price markup. That's a 300% price markup.
Oh, yeah. Dude, 1991 to me feels like Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Like all I can think of is Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles,
I think of 91.
Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
Charles in Charge.
Yeah. 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 Valky Bartokomus.
No Real Problems, Michael Jordan.
All right, let's do some History Roads. You wanna?
I found out long ago. Whoa, whoa, whoa. It's a long way down.
All right. Reese sends in a History Road saying, dynamic banter cured my COVID-19.
Wow. How about that, huh?
Finally, something good. Not like dynamic banter made me crash my car.
Yeah, dynamic banter upset a criminal.
Hello, Misters Steve and Michael. I'm Reese, a longtime 39 and one-third summer honk boy.
Hi, Reese. Big fan of your pieces.
Oh, one-third honk summer boy. 39, is that how old you are? Long time 39, is that something?
He's been 39 for a long time, so he's probably more like 70.
I'm sorry to hear that. I write to you today to share the time you two were a part of my COVID test.
Oh, shit.
This was back in January. Me and my dad had been feeling achy, sore throats, burning sinuses.
That means somebody is telling secrets about you.
We have been very careful. Hashtag stay safe and get vaxxed. So it was unusual for us to have symptoms, but we went and got tested anyway. Luckily, through my dad's job, we easily got tested. However, his work office is about an hour and a half away, so it was an entire trip. Glasses on! He says, that's nice.
And the glasses on.
That's that. We eventually got tested, and the results were negative. Thank Christ.
Yes. You love to hear it. Love that journey for us.
We got some coffee and headed home. But here's where you boys come in. I got recommended the video pod of episode 136, Ben Too Long, which I somehow had not seen. I excitedly turned the video on. Is Ben Too Long the guy that stretches in the Fantastic Four?
Yeah.
He says he had somehow not seen it. He excitedly turned the video on, where I'm almost instantly greeted by Mike's Michael Jackson grabbing his dick bit and Steve's hilarious Phil Spector impression. I'm uncomfortably laughing for several minutes. Don, know if you guys know what it's like to be in a laughing fit with a sore throat and burning sinuses. But yeah, basically they don't get any better. Mm-hmm. I laughed my lungs out then, showed my brother, shout out Gray, and continued to laugh my throat off. It felt like my face was on fire, but it was worth the wonderful bit.
That's nice.
The end. P.S. I listen to you guys every single day, and you're a part of my daily Florida boy routine. Look forward to the new pods every Friday, and I love you and your content very much. Bye-bye, beautiful boys.
Dude, first of all, beautiful story. Second of all, that made me think of, like, if a Fast and Furious fan hears today's podcast and they're like, oh, these guys are going to tell us that I skipped suck the beautiful horn-born boys.
The horn-born boys? Think they're going to get in there on their Fast Nines? All right, let's do one more and then I'll show you the shit I brought to show you.
Is it a fake sandwich?
Polite Company sends a thing that says, this one's more for the listeners, but also for you guys.
Okay.
Okay, by proxy.
Okay.
Hello, boys. I hope if you get to this one that you've had a good podcast. Oh, I hope if you get to this one that you've had a good PCast so far.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Forewarning, this one's going to be about this heavy. Oh, it's like this heavy.
Okay.
My name is Soraya. I've just turned 20. Shout out, Mom. And I've been going through some super uncool and not good times. Last week's podcast entitled Everything's Going to Be Okay was very cool and nice timing. I'm trying real hard not to make this long-winded, so here it goes. If you also are going through not cool or good times, I guess just remember that at least once a week, there are people from all kinds of situations going through all kinds of things who take an hour to crack a smile with you. I'm sorry that things are hard, and I'm glad you have this podcast to give you some relief. Everything is going to be okay. It usually just takes hindsight to realize it. I'm glad I get to toss a chuckle with all of you and our boys every week. It's comforting to me, so I hope it's comforting to you too. Mike and Steve, I started watching you guys when I was in middle school. I think about a year before SourceFed ended. Didn't realize there was a podcast until I got into high school. Mummy noise. Thank you for your years.
How much?
Thank you for your years of service.
How much?
Years of service. And for all the laughs and bits that I'll probably carry with me for the rest of my life. Among all the other things, you guys are very cool and good. So thank you for that. I want to ask for one honk for the boys and goys in the audience. Thank you for your time. thank you for your time. One hug, one kiss. You decide who gets what. I'll take the kiss.
I'll take the hug.
All right.
It's gonna
that
be
was very
out.
Sweet, Soraya. Thank yeah. you.
Glad you're going through a better time.
Yeah, and I loved how nice that was that yes. you were like, because I was like, uh-oh, is this self-promotion or something? Hey guys, if you like dynamic banter, I've got my own podcast.
You love.
But no, that's very sweet. Thank you, Soraya. And we do appreciate you guys for seeing us like that as mm-hmm. kind of like an escape from the poopy times.
Yeah.
And it gives you like at least an hour and some change to laugh at some dumb shit.
It's just the best thing to be.
It is. I love to have a laugh with my boy, and I love that you guys are here for that, because, my goodness, what a time. What the fuck? What the heck?
What the hell?
What the hell?
Shout out C, Kara Z.
I can't say no to this one, man. Michael Owen has a late Beatles-themed History Road song.
Okay.
Why the fuck not?
He says, this is the promotion for something else.
Hey there, my two favorite horn-born and other such horse noise gibberish boys.
I don't give a fuck.
I had an idea for this History Road version of Penny Lane during the DB Does the Beatles episodes, and after deciding I wanted to get it professionally recorded, it's finally finished.
$10,000 later.
Aside from a little guitar, I'm not very musically inclined, so I had to find and hire some local and not so local musicians. Uh-uh. And after a couple of sessions at a recording studio, why do I feel like this is not that? And
what if it's just notes. Definitely he hired Paul McCartney?
All right, let's go. I'm ready. All right, dude.
I can safely say this is the proudest I've ever been of anything I've made. I really hope you both enjoy it as much as I enjoyed the process of creating it. Aside from the first trumpeter I got in touch with, who really wasn't down with making silly and fun games music. F you, Gary. I hope you get effed so rough. Wow, he's upset. Lots of love, kisses and cums. Mike. Not that one. His name is Mike. All right, Mike. Let's hear your Penny Road History Road. Penny Road. Penny Road. I'm ready for this, dude. You ready?
Uh-huh.
All right, here we go. Thank you so much, Michael. All right. Jesus Christ. Fuck now, man. I mean... Should we add that one into the mix?
Well, it does have...
Let's do some history of...
It does have the metronome at the end, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, good God. Mike, what?
Before we say goodbye, do you want to do some plugs really quick?
Yeah.
Go for it.
I have a show next week. You hear all that?
Mm.
I have a show next week in Palm Springs. I think that is on the 10th at the 420 Bank. And then I'm on vacation for a little while, so don't bother me. On the 12th, we're selling all those things for Record Store Day that I was talking about last week. There's a really cool sticker. There is the Zebedee Zebra Pants vinyl, and there's two CDs. And a bunch of digital stuff that I dug through a bunch of really old hard drives to find. And that'll be fun. So that's on Record Store Day. That's the 12th. The 17th, I'm at Nightcap in Burbank. 18th, I have a theater show. A little nightcap for me and you. I have a theater show in San Diego. The 19th, I'm at Madhouse in San Diego. I'll be doing the exact same jokes both nights. So come out for that, and that'll be fun.
Don't come for both nights unless you like to hear jokes twice.
I'm going
to
do the first show backwards.
Start with your closer.
Yeah. Dude, every Thursday I'm going to do this residency at the Nightcap in Burbank.
Nice.
So that's what I'm doing.
So you got a residency.
Yeah.
Is this the first residency?
No.
Second?
It's the second.
So your third?
Your third presidency?
Third presidency? Congratulations.
You look bigger. You in your third presidency.
You're glowing.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome, dude. Hell yeah. I have no plugs other than check out our TikToks. Both Mike and I are on TikTok. You just type in our names in the search and you'll find us. And then every Wednesday, the Valley Folk has been doing this thing called Jackbox and Chill. Sometimes we play other things, but for the most part, we've been doing that. It's been really fun. We've been doing it every Wednesday for a very long time now. So we've really gotten that schedule down. But yeah, that's it. That's all I can think of.
Tight.
All right, Mike.
Yes.
You ready for this?
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
I don't know if you're ready for this.
Is it jelly?
Are you ready for this jelly, bro?
No, I would like to see. What is it? Okay.
This is something that I found, that I saw on TikTok.
Tiny American gladiators going there.
And I won't lie, you might have to be a little careful with your hair.
Okay.
But we won't get it in your hair.
Okay.
We'll do our best to not get it in your hair.
Okay.
But this thing is really fucking cool, man. Check this out.
Whoa.
So it's like a little drone ball.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna lightly toss it to you.
Okay. That's kind of fun.
And it's like a little toss.
It's like we're on the moon.
Like we're on the moon, bro.
I grabbed it. I grabbed it harder than you should grab it because I'm seated and it already hurt. It took 3 minutes to hurt.
You can grab it. Isn't that tight?
Yeah, it's kind of tight. Is that fun? The dentist right now. Let me push it into your beard.
Let's see if we can get it. Okay, so watch this. This is a cool trick I can do.
Oh, he comes back. He comes back hard. Oh, look at that.
Isn't that cool?
Like a yo. There it goes.
So, guys, thank you for listening to today's episode of Dynamic Banter. That's a fun thing to play with when you're out, when you need, and you can be far.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.